Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You would think I would know better because you know I'm not a jinx guy. You know, yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I don't believe in jinx. But wasn't it just last week that we were talking about how I never get sick?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what we were doing last week. And then look at you now.
So stupid. Okay, you guys have to promise me something.
What?
I am a huge believer in don't be in here if you're sick, because you're going to get the whole room sick. And especially we're 16 short days away from toy drive. If this gets ugly today, send me home.
Okay.
I won't fight you on it. As long as you're unanimous.
You mean after you've already infected the entire room? That's the
Jess, you have the wipes, right?
Listen, I don't know that I need your negativity right now. I don't know. You're right. Yeah, it's probably, well, that's it. We should all just make out.
You should probably go home.
Let's just make out. No, you know what? Honestly, you know what I think it was? Because I'm a big conspiracy theorist, like, what got me sick? And I was thinking, because it was Saturday night after the Rebel game, after homecoming, which was amazing. My God, honorary homecoming queen, 105-year-old Audrey James. Just the greatest thing. Might be the single greatest thing I've ever done for UNLV athletics.
Oh, nice.
Which covers a little bit of ground. But I'm thinking, okay, homecoming, there were a lot of people I hadn't seen in a while. A lot of those girls been having babies. You know, a lot of them old Rebel girls, old. A lot of those former
24-year-olds.
Yeah, right. A lot of those former Rebel girls, cheerleaders, whatever. You know, getting married and having babies, stuff. And
I was outbreak maybe, monkeys, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It's got to be that.
Nope.
What?
My mother-in-law.
Oh, no.
I realized the last couple of days she had a procedure done last week. And then she was staying at our house. And there was a lot of hacking and coughing and whatnot. The other end of the house. She was spending a lot of time in that room, and we get it. That's, you know, when you're at somebody else's place, you don't come and hang out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I was thinking about that, and I kissed her on the cheek goodbye Saturday afternoon.
Mother's.
And there it was.
Mother-in-law. So anyway, I felt like hell yesterday. I just feel like a different kind of hell today. And so we'll give it a swing.
Yeah, well, okay. I appreciate you coming in.
Do you?
Honestly.
No, we really do. Okay. It throws us off completely. So.
Well, I know that. Well, that was a big reason behind it.
Yeah.
It was just because I know it's a lot more work for you guys.
Well, there's that. And then the phone system went out very early yesterday morning.
Yes.
So that was a lot of fun for first
God,
pick.
I love this.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I was out sick yesterday. Let me get this straight now. So Lizzo sold out.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we still have tickets.
Yep. Pretty nice.
Well, see? Yeah, pretty nice. Pretty nice. Bruno Mars is coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big announcement yesterday.
Yep.
How was I not directly notified? This is ridiculous. Everyone knows. If there's Bruno Mars news, it's got to go through me. It's ridiculous. Or at least that's just in my head.
Yeah.
Bruno put in a special request that Chet do the announcement, but unfortunately because of your sickness.
That's what you should have said. Yeah, we did the big announcement. Bruno came in. We had breakfast. We went and hung out after the show. God, if I could have a threesome with Bruno Mars and Ryan Reynolds, that would be amazing.
You could die, right? You could just be like, "Dom,
yeah,
life's
I'm
over
so
now.
I'm so not gay, but I would do it.
The bucket list.
I would do it.
Yeah,
I would just do it.
How much would you pay to have, like, let's say an afternoon of playing pool with Ryan Reynolds? How much would you pay?
Playing pool?
Like just chilling, doing dude stuff with Ryan Reynolds and Bruno Mars. How much would you pay?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, with both of them?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Would you take out a loan?
How much money do I have? Yeah. It's probably a longer story than we have time for right now. But so we do have Bruno Mars. So Bruno Mars announced yesterday.
Right.
We have tickets for that later on today for the residency. They go on sale on Friday. The residency is back in, like, what, March and April? I think I saw somewhere.
I don't know the dates, but it's 2020. Yeah.
In any event. And we have sold out Lizzo tickets. And there's another huge, it's pretty huge.
Yeah.
concert announcement coming up this morning, 7 o'clock?
Yes.
And then we'll give away tickets for this as well. Have you seen it on social media? Has it already leaked?
I haven't seen it anywhere on social.
Nor have I.
Our secret is still safe. Well.
So far.
Well, this could be a fun show today. The first pick coming up in just a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Pay super close attention right now because we've never done that. We haven't done this in months, years, maybe even. And we may not ever do it again. Politics, sort of. On the Chet Buchanan Show. Decision 2020. Hashtag Fartgate. So, okay, I don't have the audio of it because I thought it was just too ridiculous. We'll play it in a minute, but supposedly, I'm sure you saw it on social media. This Swalwell guy,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From, it doesn't matter where he's from. So California. He's talking to the, huh?
California.
Whatever. So he's, like I said, it doesn't matter. Because they fart there too. I don't know if you're right. But he's sitting there talking to the MSNBC guy, and literally he pauses, and there's fart noise. Can we grab that quick? At some point in the next, little bit. And they're saying it was what? I never saw the explanation.
MSNBC sent out a tweet that said it was the sound of a coffee mug sliding across a table.
Whose coffee mug?
The host.
So the host, yeah, because he's doing a break-in from a live shot, and they must have left the mic up on the host or something like that, and he's scooting the coffee mug across the counter. You don't see it. All you see is the guy standing in the live shot, and you hear this sound.
He stops at just the right time, though. I think he was trying to sneak one.
Yeah, and it just didn't work.
I think he was trying to sneak one, and it ended up being a ripper. Has that not ever happened to any and all of politicians? They're just like us.
Yeah.
but who among us has not gone, okay, I'm gonna sneak one. I'm just gonna look.
Just gonna try it.
Because I'm gonna explode otherwise. I'm just gonna sneak one out right now. And all of a sudden, God.
It happened to me in fourth grade. It was so embarrassing. We were doing rehearsals or something for some sort of school assembly or whatever it is. And I was like standing in the back row, thought it could happen. Didn't. It was so loud.
I will say this, if it was the congressman, that lavalier mic is very powerful.
So it's very good. Right? I was like, this can't be real. This can't be real. And now the fact that they're trying to do the coffee cup explanation almost makes me wonder. Yeah, no.
It's so funny.
The guy pauses at just the right time.
Perfect. Yeah.
And then there are those of different political orientation than him that are going, you could see the look of terror on his face right before it happened. I was like, well, that makes sense. Because you'd think that. Oh, do you have it? And just the sound of it, it just sounds phony. Is that the untitled one? Mm-hmm. Okay. So just listen to this.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from
But I'll tell you, skilled politician. Okay. He keeps moving forward, man. He does. Ba-boom, ba-boom.
There's a slight pause.
I think this is illegal. I don't think we're supposed to be able to do this.
No. It's excretory.
It's on every news show. And you want to come after us, FCC, we're right here.
And
to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint.
I hear the copy. I hear the copy.
Yeah, yeah, right. You hear it like once you notice, once you hear it, once you be pointed out, you can hear it.
I wondered a chair. And then I went, why wouldn't they have wheels on their chairs? We have wheels on our chairs. Why wouldn't you have wheels on your chair? Okay, just one more time, just for fun.
The Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from.
But he stops.
He's not a boss.
Okay, awesome. Now. Put yourself in this position. Now imagine you're holding one. Now just imagine you're holding one. It's the pressure is building. You're just trying to get to the end. You realize you can't hold it any longer. It's the middle of the sentence, and you just got to try and just release the pressure. Just a little bit. Is it not plausible
to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election? And the complaint that I've heard.
Just the timing. All I'm talking about is the timing.
I've watched his facial expression many times. There's no change.
Yeah.
There would have been a definite change.
There's like an eyebrow lift. Yeah, are you expecting?
You're right.
Squinting of the eye. There's no look of panic right before it happens.
No.
Just ever so slightly, like, I'm not going to make it.
But he's a politician.
I would have disguised it with a cough.
Yeah. Too late. Too late, Congressman.
Oh, goodness sakes. Decision 2020.
Money.
On the Chet Buchanan Show. Well, that was fun. Yeah, what do we do? Okay, so first pick. Why don't I just, you know what, let's just do it right now. I have to get rid of that first. There we go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I was reading a tweet from a guy last night that said he came to Las Vegas. He was all excited. He drove a Lamborghini and it went 140 miles an hour.
Wow.
Now, I don't know who let him do that, because that doesn't seem right, and I think he's a liar.
Yeah.
But, okay, it's his story, whatever. What is the fastest you've ever driven, and where was it?
Did I have to drive, or I was just in the car?
You were driving. You were driving. What's the fastest you ever driven?
65, Chet.
That's like 215. And I didn't like it one bit.
I mean, probably like 85. Yeah,
you don't know? You don't know? You were like, oh, God.
I probably a couple of times in the 80s, but besides that, like, oh, no, you know what?
I'm about to go back in time.
No, but my brother took my Mustang out when I was in high school, and we got over 110, and I was freaking out a little bit.
155 from here to Pahrump.
What?
In nice. What?
Remember that 300 that I had?
It got up to 155?
Yeah, well, apparently so, because I wanted to find out.
Wow.
I put my foot to the floor because it's straight.
Yeah. No, I did the same thing, basically. But I only went to 125 on the 95 somewhere outside of Tonopah, where it was just a big giant straightaway.
Love that.
Nothing there.
Sure.
Brothels. But, I mean, they're not on the road.
You weren't stopping.
No.
That time.
No.
Oh, wow.
Or any other.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right. I covered, right?
Yeah, it's okay. You were heading to Pahrump at 155 miles an hour.
An appointment. Told me to be there. They told me to be there by 3 o'clock or I'd lose my spot in line.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Just happened to see a random tweet from a guy who said he drove 140 miles an hour in a Lamborghini, and it got me thinking, what's fastest you've ever driven, and where were you? Nicole, you lawbreaker, how fast are you going?
About 105.
Yes.
Yay. Nice.
And where were you on the way to?
I was on the way to Lake Tahoe. I had my new car, my brand new Mercedes, was so excited. It drove so nice. But the sad part is, like, a year later, I totaled it. So lessons learned.
Because you drive like an idiot.
Yeah.
No, the drive to Lake Tahoe is really, you know, it's straight. It's,
don't
you
I know.
And it's, so, yes, it was exciting.
Don't we know? I know it's this is totally an irresponsible bit.
Yeah.
But if nobody else is around and you're only putting yourself in danger, you know, if you're like, well, I had all four kids and they were screaming in the back seat and I drove 115, that's probably bad.
In a rented minivan.
Yeah, right.
Anything you'd like to tell us?
There are only two kids in the car. No, I'm kidding.
Chris in Whitney Ranch, how fast were you going?
125.
Uh-huh. Nice. And where were you?
I was coming home to Vegas from New Mexico. We were about Flagstaff.
Yeah, because honestly, there's no reason to slow down through there. There's just not. Not unless you have to pee, because there's just nothing to see here.
There's nothing.
Yep, oh, wait. Yep. Go attend to your child. Hey,
was the kid in the car with you? Oh, my God.
I hope, you know what? Just leave that a secret. Yeah. I love this. Richard in Green Valley, what's the fastest you were going?
I was going 130 and I was late to work driving to Vandenberg Air Force Base. I lived in California. Yeah. My Corvette.
Nice.
Where were you headed to then?
I was headed to Vandenberg Air Force Base. I was going to work.
You got to go out to BFE and hang a left out there so you can get away with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Nellis. I thought you were talking about Nellis and you were doing 135 down Craig.
No.
That's not good. That's not good at all.
Too many bumps.
Yes, exactly. It'll throw you off then. JJ in Silverado Ranch, fastest you went? He's the winner, but not the winner, but he's on the fastest. How fast did you go?
about 165-ish on a dirt oval track at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds racing a sprint car.
How about that?
That's pretty
cool. What's the fastest you've done where you were breaking the law?
I don't know if I should incriminate myself, but about 140.
Where
going
were you?
Down the I-5.
And why were you in such a rush?
Just because I don't like long drives and going that slow.
I think that's what it ends up being. I actually found out that the truck that I drive now has a governor on it.
It only does it.
Yeah, it maxes out at a certain point, and we'll just
really
leave that how it is. But Toyota's kids, they're pretty good.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So there's all kinds of caving on this show in the last couple of days. Spence caved and got Disney Plus.
I did, and Mandalorian's awesome.
Yeah, and Baby Yoda's the...
Baby Yoda's the,
honestly, Baby Yoda, they it's working. Because we're about to cave as well.
Wait, have you seen Baby Yoda yet, Kayla?
I've only seen photos of Baby Yoda.
Sure.
Baby Yoda's
so you've seen it.
Yeah.
Adorable.
So you've seen it. I doubt anyone's actually seen it in person. Just to clarify.
I just haven't watched the Mandalorian
yet. I doubt that there's not a lot of us that have held Baby Yoda yet.
Mm.
But
if there's not huge marketing behind that, I don't know how that's not the number one Christmas thing, Baby Yoda. That thing's just adorable.
And just like that, you could feel the shift in the universe of everybody go, ah! The minute that Baby Yoda came on the screen,
revealing
worldwide.
Like, oh, Baby Yoda.
Oh.
And I'm a cold-hearted son of a, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, Baby Yoda,
the best ever. Yeah, me too. I was like, and at first I was like, what's this? Then it went, oh, damn you, Mandalorian. You know, I'm going to get this thing.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, we caved last night. My wife sat in line. And we had Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Oh, how were they?
You did cave.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's all right, but I'm sick.
Yeah.
But also, it was a little greasy for me.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
I haven't done that yet.
It's a little greasy. I don't know. Just like where you could feel your skin starting to break out after you ate it.
I got you.
Like it came out of the fryer too quick or something.
I got you.
I don't know. The CEO of Airbnb recently spoke at a conference. Shared the strangest customer complaint that he's ever heard. You know it's got to be good. You imagine all the stuff that they hear. He said a customer once called and demanded a full refund because, quote, the house is haunted and there's a ghost in the house. That wasn't the actual problem. The ghost just being there wasn't why they wanted the refund. They wanted a refund because the Airbnb listing promised that the house was haunted by, quote, a friendly ghost named Stanley. But Stanley was not being friendly to these people.
Oh, okay.
Again, quoting, we know about Stanley. That's why we booked it. But Stanley has been harassing us all night. No word on whether Airbnb wound up giving these people their refund or not.
That's awesome.
What? Okay, right out of the... And feel free. This is a safe space.
Okay.
Lil Jess. Just in the little over a year that you've been on this show, what's the weirdest complaint that you've gotten on the request lines?
Ooh, weirdest complaint.
Do you want a minute to think about it?
Yeah.
What's the weirdest customer complaint that you've ever gotten? Just a week and a half ago, I had somebody completely misquote one of Kayla's jokes.
Oh yeah.
And they were certain that Kayla and therefore I were the most evil people on the planet. That it was just terrible. And I've listened to you since you first came here, before you went to Portland. I've listened to you since 1999. We donate to Toy Drive every year. And that's just ridiculous. And I'm like, that's not what she said.
Yeah.
No. Of course you'd say that. Okay, well, here's the audio. Well... Of course you'd edit that.
Are you
really serious?
Yeah.
And at that point, it's like,
goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Nothing you can do about it.
Girl, bye. Boy, bye.
Yeah, that was one of the weirdest complaints I've seen.
Yeah, because it's just, it's so...
It's irrational.
Like, literally, yeah, totally. And it
well,
was something,
they're fighting you the whole time, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, they want to be right. And,
yeah.
And much love. Okay, I don't know what you... Do you want me to send you shirts? Is that what you're looking for? Do you need Lizzo tickets? Is that what you're trying to get out of this deal? You have to come out. If you're trying to blackmail, you actually have to come out with the blackmail.
Yeah. There's a demand.
You know, otherwise, you can't expect me to just guess.
Wake me up. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
There's some buddies of ours in Florida, West Palm, KVJ Show, and they're honestly, they're straight up crazy. I love them so much. And this this Virginia has a has a 4-year-old son. And for Christmas, he wants a Ring doorbell for his room.
Okay.
And a Roomba because he heard that it cleans up your room.
Right.
So then they put it out there, weird stuff that your kid has asked for. What other person's this guy Jaybird and his friend's kid asked for a rake. Kid wanted a rake for Christmas.
That's weird.
Okay. And a 2-year-old is begging for a plunger. And I'm not sure why. I'm just throwing this out there. Literally, we just need one of you. And three would be amazing.
Yeah.
What weird gift request has your young child made this holiday season? Because it's time. I mean, we're 16 days from Toy Drive.
Yeah.
You know, shoot, Thanksgiving's a week from Thursday.
Yeah.
How far off is Christmas? I don't count that way.
I even put up a post this morning, 36 days?
Is it 36? Christmas? Yeah, well, that's about right, because we're 28 from the end of Toy Drive.
Wow.
16 to 12, yeah. 28 from the end of Toy Drive, so it can't be much after that.
Yeah.
16, and then, yeah, 28 and 9, 37.
37, yeah.
37, 36, whatever. So it's time. What weird is your kid? Is your kid asking for something really weird this Christmas? And are you going to get it for him?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
Stand by for major concert announcement and free tickets coming up in like less than 90 seconds. So we have 90 seconds to get there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, 90 seconds to get there. Bizarre kid requests. Our friends in West Palm that are just absolutely nuts. Her 4-year-old son would like and has asked for a Ring doorbell and a Roomba for Christmas. A, to find out who is going to be, you know, who wants to come in.
Yeah, brilliant.
You're 4. But the Roomba, now that's good thinking. The Roomba apparently keeps your room clean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why not? It's smart. Another kid asked for a rake. And we heard a 2-year-old that was begging for a plunger. Liked the idea of being able to just do what the plunger does.
Okay. It makes neat noises. It's splashy.
I recall being amused by the plunger when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But there was always one, you know, I didn't need my own. I didn't need my name painted on the handle.
No.
You said your niece is doing what?
My niece wants a car, but my niece is 13 and she wants a legitimate car.
Now at 13.
At 13
years old.
She
can't drive it.
Nope, can't drive it, obviously. She had to wait till she's 16 to get her driver's license. But she wants a car now this Christmas because she wants to prove to her daddy that she can take care of it. And I'm like, which is really sweet, but you're 13.
Well, right. But more than that, what are you going to do for these 3 years?
How are you taking care of that car?
Yeah, how are you taking care of it?
I don't know.
Are you bringing it inside when it's cold?
I don't.
Are you washing...
Okay, are you washing so it every weekend? Washing it just sits there. What is it?
And it's not being driven, so you don't need to change the oil. And
yeah.
And by the way, this whole washing it every weekend thing too—that sounds like Instagram photos. I don't need to see.
That's 13-year-old niece.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-mm.
At least it's better than my like 2-year-old niece.
Just washing my car. And then you have to like it so you let them know. I see you. I see what you're doing. Okay, you had another question really quick.
Is John Hamm a step up or a step down from Ben Affleck?
Why are you asking that?
Because Lindsay Shookus, who we all know dated Ben Affleck for a year after he broke up with What's-Her-Biscuits, Jennifer Garner. She's dating John Hamm now. And I just didn't...
Oh, so did she upgrade or downgrade?
Yeah.
Well, that's easy for me.
Yes?
Upgrade. John's Hamm's just as good looking. We've seen the sweatpants pictures. He doesn't seem to have a problem with alcohol.
Oh, he totally does.
Just, yeah,
that's kind of mean. That's not mean spirited. It's just
no.
I know, and there'll be people who are outraged.
Yeah,
that you, how dare you? But it's fact.
Yeah, it is.
It's
if we're looking if it's an upgrade or not.
Jess, John Hamm.
I'm trying to look to see who that is.
Oh, John Hamm, the Mad Men guy, the guy in Bridesmaids.
He's good looking.
Sweatpants. Have you seen? Look at, by the way, just look up John Hamm sweatpants.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
Don't forget Bruno Mars' Lazy Song sometime before 8 o'clock for Bruno Mars tickets. Lizzo's Truth Hurts between 8:30 and 9 so that you can win Lizzo tickets. That show is sold out.
Yep.
Quick. For New Year's Eve, 98.5 KLUC and radio.com present Lizzo. New Year's Eve at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Sold out. The only way to get tickets without paying extra to somebody else is to get them from us for free.
So win your way in.
Sure. Hey, when did you... Okay, obviously yesterday being sick, spent a... This is bad. I had the great realization that later on in the afternoon that, of course, I hadn't returned anybody's text or anybody's emails. Certainly not emails. Oh, my God. But I hadn't returned any texts. But I was going through on social media and I was liking stuff. And I thought, how terrible is that? Because I'd be mad.
Yeah.
I would be mad. Like, for example, if Kayla was sick.
I was all up on social media, but then refused to talk to you guys. Yeah, I bet that would make you mad.
I'd be salty. Yeah. I'd be salty about it. So then I was like, oh, I need to stop. But I was reading this guy's post on Twitter that said, I worked at McDonald's for 2.5 years when I was 16. And I put 11 nuggets in almost every 10-piece I made. How did you stick it to the man? Yeah. How did you stick it to the man? And I am of the belief that everybody's got a story that they've done it one time or another, even if it was just one time. See, Kayla's making a face. America's hall monitor is going to try and tell us that she never once in her life stuck it to the man.
I bet you I have. I just can't think of anything because you know what? I'm terrified of my own shadow. So the idea that like I would do something like get over on someone or like my boss or anything, I would just be scared that I get caught the whole time.
You never left work early? You never gave your friends free drinks when you were a bartender?
You know what it is? I tried to leave work early one time when I worked at my old radio station. I even paid the girl who was supposed to come in after me $20 to come in an hour early so I could leave.
The story doesn't matter. She didn't get one over on the man. She paid $20.
Yeah, so they got one over on you.
I know.
Someone had this girl's on another radio station. She goes, this one time I got $20 out of this girl.
And then I didn't even leave the station. That's the sad thing. Like, I just stayed there until my shift was done anyway. So the girl got $20.
Okay, you never gave your friend, when you were bartending, you never gave your friends free drinks?
I worked at a lot of bars that had those counters, so you couldn't. You couldn't do that.
I understand what you're saying. Don't try and, I understand you're double talking me right now.
Chet, she never but had.
Oh, you know what?
But did you, in fact, give your friends free drinks?
I drank at my bar one time until like 4 o'clock in the morning, and the bar shut down in Tallahassee at midnight. And I drank at the bar until 4 o'clock in the morning with my manager when he was going through a breakup with his ex, who was also a manager at another store.
Did somebody pay?
Nobody paid. Look at this girl.
So the manager got one over.
So the manager got one over.
But I participated. Come on, give me this, guys.
You're naughty. You are. You're
running. What did you do? How did you get one over on the man?
Where do I start? Honestly, it's actually the story of how I got into this industry.
Oh, really?
Yep, it really is. And I will be happy to share mine if you share yours. At 702-364-9898. How did you stick it to the man at your job? Everybody's done.
Here's to the ones that we got. Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
I listen in the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to switch it up too far. I kind of like the idea too of where you stuck it to the man, but you did it to give somebody else a solid.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like the guy who put 11 chicken nuggets in every 10 piece. You know what I mean? You just stuck it to the man. But how great is that if you're eating your chicken nuggets or you just open it up and you have that, you have the brain for that.
Yeah.
And you kind of open it up and you go, hey, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11.
You're like Robin Hood. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
It really feels like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When'd you stick it to the man?
I worked in Yakima, Washington at a radio station and I stole a laptop.
Never returned.
I had it. It wasn't like written out, signed out to me. And they asked me, hey, where is it? I'm like, I don't know. It's not my laptop.
Oh, wow.
And by the way, many years from now, when they wheel me out of here, trust me, there's so much stuff I'm going to steal. If you're listening right now, bosses types, you better inventory stuff because I'm taking it.
Like what?
Anything I can put my hands on. Because you know why, Chad? Because I'm putting one over on the man.
That's right. Sticking it to the man. This is funny. This benefited no one. Michael in the Southwest, every time a teacher needed copies, you did what?
When a teacher needed copies, I would comp them. I'd say, you know, we ran 150 copies. Oh, those aren't up to our standards. I can't charge you for them. And if it was something I couldn't do that on, then I would I'd start applying discount after discount after discount until they're paying pennies on the dollar.
That's very nice.
Greatest person in the world for me today.
I am a P1. I listen to you guys on purpose every morning. The only time I listen to FM radio is for your show, and props for being able to pronounce Yakima correctly.
My brother, because we're both, yeah, he actually even lives
there. It's the Palm Springs of Washington, my friend.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
It is.
I've done too many Army tours over there.
Yeah, but I'll bet you right now I'm going to say two words and your stomach's going to rumble. Minor burger.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Oh, no, the best ever. Have a great day. We'll see you. RJ and Hendertucky, when'd you get over on the man?
Nobody got a win out of this, except for me, I believe. But it was a hotel front desk job. Management kept asking how we can improve, blah, blah, blah. And I got sick of it because they didn't do crap. There's a group of 50 coming in, and I done walked out the job.
I don't know. I guess you did. I guess
you stick it to him. He stuck it to him.
I guess he stuck. Yeah.
Or the
I'm not
going
to deal with it because you guys didn't do anything. I get
stuck
that.
Stuck it to him. Stuck it more to the 50 people who are waiting to check into their rooms. I would think.
And his buddy John, who had to come in after him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough all the way around. Tiffany in the Northwest, how'd you stick it to the man?
So I worked at JCPenney when I was in college, and no lie, I clocked in 1 minute late one day, and my boss really just chewed me out for no reason. So, you know, it was one of those sale days with the little coupons you usually get. So everybody had at least $300 worth of clothes, and I scanned all three coupons. Everybody walked away with $50 for $300 worth of clothes.
And by the way, he did yell at you for a good reason. You were late.
Right. It was only a minute.
By the way, you were what got the ball rolling, and that's why JCPenney's plunging towards bankruptcy, all because of you.
Yep.
I didn't mean to. Gosh.
Yes, it just happened. It just happened. Hey, by the way, so when is it? Okay, so how long? So if 1 minute's no big deal, then how late can you be?
5 minutes. You get 5 minutes late.
There's a 5 minute grace period?
Yeah.
For
not
you,
all the time.
You, America's Hall Monitor?
You can have a 5 minute grace period because you can't, sometimes traffic, man. Gotta account for that. I'm cool with 5 minutes. If you're late in that, then that's on you.
In a related story where I also saw this bit from on Twitter, somebody else said, yeah, sorry I'm running 10 minutes late for the traffic that I've driven in every single day for 5 years, and it hasn't changed one iota. But yet today, it's shocked me. How'd you get over on the man, Elizabeth?
Okay, so I worked for a very annoying corporate bar with millions of locations here in Vegas. I made sure I got over on the man every day that I worked as a bartender. To every single customer that sat at my bar, got a free drink and extra long pours. They wanted us to use these little stupid 2 ounce jiggers for every drink. Yeah, right. I gave them extra long, very stiff drinks, and everybody got a free drink that sat at my bar.
That's right. You showed them.
You got tips.
You were crazy. Yeah, I'll bet tips were good that day, huh?
Oh, I made crack-up money there.
Yeah. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5
KLUC. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We couldn't help but notice. And it really came out of, let's play the lazy song. We haven't heard a lazy song in a long time. Man, there might be a reason for that. We were shocked at how, not shocked, but blown away how many, like, seriously dated references were in that song.
Right? And the Dougie? Look,
how long is it?
It came out in 2010, so it's 9 years old.
Wow. Time flies, man.
Right?
Leave a message at the tone.
Yeah.
What?
P90X, although I still do it, but it's still, it's outdated.
You know, if it works, it works. Whatever. He'll leave a message at the tone. When was the last time you left a message at the tone for anybody?
Oh, my God, I couldn't tell you.
The only people who do that are old people.
I think I leave messages for my parents because they're old people. So
that would make sense.
Yes. Yes. Because otherwise, no, and you have to leave messages for old people. Otherwise, they don't get it.
Yeah.
And they think you're being rude.
Yeah.
They'll see the missed call. Why didn't you leave me a message?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because nobody really does that anymore. Well, how am I supposed to know you called? You saw the missed call. You know what I mean?
The call itself is the message.
That's, yeah, exactly.
That's the message. Instead of, yeah, Grandma, call me back. Thanks, bye.
So funny.
Grandma, I got your check for $17. Thanks.
Thanks.
No, Grandma's supposed to call back. That's fine. Yeah, it was just weird. All right, who's on the phone, please, little Jess?
DJ Taylor of Centennial Hills.
What's happening, DJ? Congratulations. Bruno Mars tickets for you.
Thank you so much. Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Good morning. I think we're okay.
Yeah, solid.
I'm fighting off sickness for the second day in a row, but I think it's okay.
And giving it to the rest of us. So
thank
that's...
you so much.
Oh, man.
We made an agreement. We made an agreement at the beginning of the show today that if it appeared that I was infecting the rest of the station or the rest of this show, that you would send me home.
So... It's kind of hard to tell you that, though. I mean,
why is it hard?
When you go to you, and, hey, bud, I love you, but you
should I have stayed home?
You gotta go.
Nah, you're fine.
You should have stayed home.
I'll go now.
I got a flu shot from Walgreens. I'm cool. You can do what you, we can mouth kiss. I'll be fine.
Sadly, so did I. I got the flu shot as I don't, but I don't think I have flu.
It's probably cold.
It's not flu. It's not flu-ish.
Okay.
Although I wouldn't know. What do I know?
We're not doctors.
Am I a doctor? Jesus. WebMD. Out of all of this, DJ. And by the way, this has been Medical Talk with the Chet Buchanan Show, brought to you by Walgreens. Get your flu shot today at Walgreens. Just in case they decide to sponsor later.
Yeah. Right.
You know, then we've worked ahead on that. You know, like this. Thank you to our friends at Centennial Toyota for the custom Chet Buchanan Show shirt, which we should give DJ one of those, too. He'd look good.
Oh, yeah.
He'd look good in one of our
real
shirts.
Real good.
And so with all of that, Bruno Mars tickets and the shirt for you to wear to the show, that might not be the best part of any of this.
Oh, my goodness. Are you telling me I get to hear Kayla's joke?
I think Kayla's got a joke.
Yeah. Chet, are beavers the best builders in the animal kingdom?
Well, from what I've heard, from all research that we've seen, yes, Kayla, I would stipulate beavers are, in fact, the best builders in the animal kingdom.
Damn right they are.
Come on.
The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. KLQC. See, damn... Damn right they are.
Damn right they are.
Damn right they are. All right, have a great day, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hang on one second. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know if that was the best part that time. I'm not sure. I mean, it could be. I'm just saying I'm not as certain as I've been.
I'm just going to stare at you until you make people really uncomfortable.
Fair enough. You'll be staring a long time. Don't want
this night. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Do we need to have a P1's court right now? There are a number of people that, a handful of folks reached out about a half an hour ago. We were doing a bit, when'd you stick it to the man? Because this guy, when I was sick yesterday, you end up just going through social. After a while, you're just so bored and you go through social media. And I saw a guy's tweet where he was like, yeah, back when I worked at McDonald's, I put 11 nuggets in every 10 piece. Always felt good about it. I was like, that's funny. So why didn't you stick it to the man? But there are a few people who think that I might be sticking it to you guys by showing up maybe not 100% healthy today. Because I was sick yesterday. Now, trust me, I would have rather stayed home.
You came out of a sense of duty.
I felt an obligation to the show because I know it sucks to have to. When you guys are texting me at 3:45 going, at 3:45 in the morning, going, yeah, hey, buddy. are you coming into work today or not?
And it's fine. We make it work. It's great. It's just one of those things that I'm like, I just want to know if I should start preparing something.
But that's what I'm saying. When you have to worry about it at 3:45 in the morning, when that's crossing your mind then it was like, okay, if I can make this happen, I'm making this happen.
Okay.
But there are those who believe that I might be. So do you believe I should have stayed home today? Be honest. Should I have stayed home today?
Yes. I think you should have just to get 100% healthy.
Well, that could take forever.
Well, you have to admit, though, an extra day of just rest might help. It's a better chance of helping than you coming into work.
No, you should have came into work. I'm glad you did. What are you, soft?
Don't listen. That's so mean.
Seriously.
That's true.
Here's how I was raised. You go to work unless you really cannot. The times I've missed work has been because I've lost my voice or something. Otherwise, I'm coming to work.
And see, I guess I'm the same way as you, too. Like, I've been sick maybe twice this year, like on the verge of being sick, and I still came to work even though I felt like death warmed over.
Yeah, but were you contagious?
I don't think so. I don't think that's
how do you know that you're contagious?
Well, just if you've got something that somebody else could get.
Yeah, I know the definition. I mean, but how do you know if you are?
No. But I really mean that though. And I wasn't trying to define. Like Kayla knows. Who knows if Kayla's got achy belly? She's not passing that to us.
Right.
Yeah. The only time I've ever been sick in the last like 2 years is when I had a kidney infection last year, and that was it. And then.
And then I had that UTI that one time, but you can't catch that, right?
No, you can't catch that.
Okay,
well, yeah. Sort of. I mean, it depends. What are you doing? Lil Jess, you don't care. You're in a separate room, so you're good, right?
I was thinking, number one, I'm in a separate room, and number two, you're not cooking any food. So, because I would rather the people who stay home, if you're sick and you work in the food service industry, stay home.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
For real. No, for real.
Because
real.
I'm probably calling Uber Eats, and I don't need your mocos all over my food.
Mocos free.
Your mocos? I don't need your mocos on my local mocos. Right? I don't need your mocos. I'm using that. Do we put it up to a vote? Should I have stayed home? I was on the fence, but it was solid 70-30. By the time I woke up this morning, and I had something that was annoying me too, and I was like, I'm going to work.
All I'm saying is that you don't take sick days ever. So the idea that you finally had to take a sick day means that you are sick.
No, yesterday I was miserable.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe an extra day wouldn't have hurt.
Yeah, sometimes you do need that extra day.
What are we doing here then? All right, we'll you know what? I'm telling you what right now. We are playing that Lizzo song at 8:33. Which one? Truth Hurts?
Yes.
Is that what we decided?
Yep. Yes,
you did. Truth Hurts at 8:33, so you can win Lizzo tickets, and then I'm leaving.
Okay.
That's it. You guys, you've spoken. Who am I to go against the rest of my team?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I think it's time for an unscheduled game.
Okay.
Unscheduled game. Kayla Jo Walker.
Yes.
With us now 16 days away from Toy Drive, 28 days away from the end of Toy Drive, and now what do we decide? 36 or 37 days from Christmas, whatever it is.
Yeah.
How many Hallmark movies do you think you've watched so far?
All of them. How many
do you think that is?
20.
Already 20?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I get a lot of them on Hulu, and then I watch, obviously, the Hallmark Channel until they go into paid programming, and then I switch over to Hulu.
All right, unscheduled game. Real or fake Hallmark Christmas movie? Real or fake? The first one is A Christmas Crisis. A real estate agent is unhappy about being forced to babysit an incredibly disobedient child throughout the holiday season. It all changes when she meets a handsome writer struggling to get his new children's story published. While they're at a mutual friend's holiday party, they get pressured under the mistletoe. Through crazy circumstances, with a little help from a department store Santa, she learns that sometimes the life you always dreamed of isn't the life you truly needed. Is that a real or fake Hallmark Christmas movie?
Now, I have not seen it, but that feels pretty real to me. So I'm going to guess real Hallmark Christmas movie.
Is that a real Hallmark Christmas movie?
Ah!
Shut up, dummy.
No, it is not.
Dang it, that's a good premise.
Crisis
though.
Is not a real Hallmark Christmas movie.
Let's make it.
All right, real or fake Hallmark Christmas movie. Right before Christmas. Right, like write.
Okay.
Like write a book. Right before Christmas. Recently, single Jessica, who sends Christmas cards to five people who have influenced her life, the aunt who raised her, her younger brother in the military, a pop star, Jax, of course, who provided the soundtrack to her life, the music teacher who inspired her, and her best friend who always tells the truth. As each person receives Jessica's card, they're sparked to act in their own lives to make them better. Right before Christmas. Hallmark Christmas movie, real or fake?
That's totally a real Hallmark Christmas movie.
Have you seen this movie?
I have not, but I feel like the name is really good, so I'm going to go based on the name alone.
Believe me, I thought that was fake as hell, but no, it's real.
It's a clever name.
It's real. Hallmark Christmas movie, real or fake? It feels like I need some music for this. I'm not sure.
Something Christmassy. I'm not sure.
Over
the river and through the woods.
Should have provided some hot cocoa for this, too.
I should have planned.
I love it.
I'm really sorry.
I'll start a fire in here.
Yes.
Cozy up to it.
Let's see. There's got to be something. Bed dash toy drive. Oh, look at that. There's two of them that pop up. Let's see if one of them works. Yay! Merry Christmas, everybody!
Very fitting.
And Jimmy Stewart's decent. Real or fake Hallmark movie? Single Bells.
Okay.
Ashley is a marriage counselor who's always unlucky in love. She starts counseling an older couple who look a lot like Mr. and Mrs. Claus while helping them save for their marriage. Or I'm sorry, while helping them save their marriage. She falls in love with their son, Caleb. Single Bells, real or fake? That's Hallmark Christmas movie.
Totally a fake Hallmark Christmas movie.
How are you so sure?
Because Single Bells, that's just cheesy. Hallmark wouldn't do that.
Caleb what? Kringle.
Right before Christmas?
I mean, Single Bells? Psh, oh, really?
You're right, it's fake. You're right, it's fake. Right before Christmas?
Right before Christmas, I feel like I've seen that one being teased on the Hallmark Channel promos. So that's the reason I felt like it was right.
How about Fur Crazy? Fur Crazy, F-I-R, Fur Crazy. Busy career woman Elise has no time or desire to take part in Christmas festivities. But when her landlord discovers a way to shut down the tree lot right before Christmas, Elise must use her newly found holiday spirit, her business savvy, and help from her new friends. Fur Crazy. Is that a real or fake Hallmark Christmas movie?
Let's go. I'm going to say that's a fake Christmas. That's a fake Hallmark Christmas movie.
Fur Crazy is a real Hallmark.
I haven't seen that one.
A real Hallmark Christmas movie. So I'd say you were like 50-50 there.
Yeah, I was doing pretty good.
Pretty solid.
No, you should have gotten all those right if you were such an expert.
I cannot quote all of them. They all have something like jingle or Santa or both. So I don't know.
This is what I say to you. Single Bells? Come on. Single Bells.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Golden Knights are back in action tonight. Look at that.
Yep.
Getting ready for a 2-game win streak. Woo! Did you go on Sunday?
I went to Calgary, yeah.
Did you go early to see Valiant?
No.
Go see the movie? So how did that work? If you had a ticket, you got to go in? Or if you were a season ticket holder, you had the secret handshake and they let you in?
I'm not sure how it worked. You know,
I'm not
the
either.
Rock and Roll Marathon shutting down the strip, getting down there was a bit of a task to begin with.
Sure.
Yeah, so I didn't make it.
Yeah, no matter how much they told people, you know that there were still plenty of folks who were like, hey!
I understand.
What's going on here? Like, I'm moving here. Yeah, I just didn't.
Hey,
didn't
people
work.
Don't like when roads are closed. No. Nope. Not one bit.
Especially that one, too.
Yeah, but on a. Yeah, wait. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, no, but from all I ever heard from anybody talking about this movie, Valiant was a movie about the first season of the Golden Knights. And all I've heard from anybody is it'll make you cry.
Oh. I do want to see it.
So, yeah, and it'll be out. It's out like first, like when Toy Drive starts. It's right around that same time. Will the Golden Knights show up at Toy Drive this year?
Oh, I hope so.
That would be nice.
There's been talk of at least one player I know of.
For real?
Yeah.
It's Tuck, isn't it?
Nope.
It's not?
Mm-mm.
Alex should show. He's a good dude.
Yeah, you actually, know what? He's out around a lot.
Hockey guys are good guys.
Yeah.
Well, that would be nice. Hey, toy drive starts in 16 days.
Wow.
I know, right? That's what I said, too. And then, of course, right on schedule, the rain starts tonight. We drop 15 degrees. So it should be nice and chilly and perfect for toy drive when that comes. I'm nervous again. I've heard story of, even though they are still an official sponsor, I've heard story of, and I'm no names. We do it. And by the way, when remember the nightclub that used to go, we never mentioned their name either. When they dropped out.
Yeah.
Because there's just shakeups. And you know what? And just like any relationship, people come in and out of your life.
That's true.
But I have heard that there's been a shakeup at one of our major donors, and I don't know what that means for Toy Drive. So my point is, if we're trying to get to one more toy, one more bike, one more gift card, 37 trucks?
Yes.
37 trucks, yep.
Which, by the way, anything over 35, I'm good.
Right.
But one more bike, one more gift card, 8,757 bikes. That's the one I know. And then 5,448?
I believe that's it, yeah. It's 505, I know for sure. I don't know about the smaller.
Well, but when we get down to it.
It matters.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It does matter if we're going to try and get one. My point is we need everybody.
Yeah.
And lest you believe, like every year, there are people who are skeptical. Well, what do we need all that for? 80 charities. And right now there are 65 confirmed. From what I understand, I go to a meeting tomorrow to find out. But 65 confirmed and another 15 to 20 on the back burner right now. In fact, I've gotten three calls this morning or three emails this morning from people going, hey, can you help us with that?
Yeah.
No. Nope. No, because we can't give you something we don't have.
Exactly.
So we need you in 16 days, ladies and gentlemen, for Toy Drive.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
So, Lil Jess, who is contestant number one, please?
Moses Flores from the East Side.
That's a name I don't think we've heard from before. Hey, Moses, what's your buzzer going to be?
Bazinga.
Like a good bazinga. Okay. I appreciate a solid bazinga. Contestant number two, please.
Caitlin Davila from the West Side.
Caitlin, what are you doing for a buzzer?
I'm sorry, Caitlin.
Ding, ding.
What did
ding,
I say?
Ding, ding.
I don't know.
No, you know what? A double ding, ding is not bad either.
Ding, ding.
Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first, and he shall not be questioned. Kayla will be the asker of the questions. Here's question one.
Which contestant was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars last night?
Is ding, that ding.
Kathy, or Caitlin. I wrote down Kathy.
Yeah. Jason Vanderbeek.
James Vanderbeek. What would make you think that was the right answer? Yeah, it's Vanderbeek. We just talked about it a minute ago.
I was listening to you guys, so.
Thank God somebody was. Thank God. And for your loyalty, you get 1 point. You have one zip. And here's question number two.
Which billionaire just sold off more than half her company? Is that Oprah, Mackenzie Bezos?
That's Moses.
What'd you say, Moses?
Kylie Jenner.
He said Kylie Jenner, and he would be right. I don't care whether you believe she is self-made or not. She just made $600 million. Hey. That's impressive.
And she's 22.
She'll continue to be the face of the lip kit company. She'll continue to be the face of it, but she only owns 49% of it now.
So how could you not make it work with her? I'm sorry, if I dated somebody like that, how could you not make it work?
I'm putting up with a lot of crap.
I would let all your narcissistic stuff go, get away with it. I would let your issues, all of that go away.
Yeah, but what if she's just an angel? Maybe it's, and what if it's your narcissistic stuff and your issues and all of that? The company that bought it is the company that owns CoverGirl.
Yeah.
I just thought that was interesting. All right, we're tied at one. We'll make the all-important third and final question worth one big old game-winning point.
Which KLUC artist is shutting down pregnancy rumors after a picture of her boyfriend touching her stomach went viral?
Bazinga.
Moses.
Halsey.
My man is all over it. Is Halsey right? You know what? I'm not even giving a dramatic pause because that was so dominant right there. Just popped it. I got to be honest, Caitlin, I feel bad. Can we give you get one shirt. You don't get two shirts. You get one Chet Buchanan Show shirt. Is that okay?
Hey, I will wear that shirt every day.
You know what? And nobody will ever look better in that shirt than you, unless it's Moses. Are we giving Moses two?
Yes, we are.
Moses his and her shirt. So everybody wins, but Moses, my God. Moses Flores from the East Side. Dominant performance today on Kayla Showbiz Smackdown.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The Jeff Buchanan Show, starting your workday with commercial-free music.
Commercial-free.
Yes.
On 98.5 KLUC, the greatest person in the world.
I don't know why. I'm really excited to see what everybody has this morning. Okay. Kayla.
Okay, mine's a little dark. It starts dark, but there's...
You need to go last?
I think I'll go first because I feel like you guys should uplift it a little bit more than I am. Okay. So Fox 5 is reporting this morning that there was a dog that was found in the highway on Sunday afternoon or around 12 o'clock. They didn't know the name of the dog, but it appeared to be injured, and they took it to the Animal Foundation, and veterinarians are saying that it looks like the dog might have been shot.
The dog wasn't carrying his ID.
No, was not at all. But the dog appeared to be shot somewhere in its face. It was bleeding on its leg. I know all of this. Anyway, police are out trying to find out who these people are that would do this to this harmless dog. Who they're called.
You are not the greatest person in the world.
No,
whoever did
not.
This, you are definitely not and never will be.
But the idea that the Animal Foundation is there helping Dudley, nursing Dudley back to health. They're naming the dog Dudley
now.
They
didn't know his name.
Oh, no,
okay.
they just named him Dudley.
They found his ID, Chet.
Found his ID.
I just want to give it to the Animal Foundation for taking him in and making Dudley feel, because, I mean, God, he must be terrified. So to the Animal Foundation, thank you so much for what you're doing. Y'all is
the greatest person in the world.
Next, Spence, what you got?
There's a Netflix docuseries called Inside Bill's Brain, Decoding Bill Gates. And it's really cool because they've taken the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and they take this money from Warren Buffett. And they're doing things like creating no waste, no electricity toilets. It prevents disease in third world countries. And they're this close to eliminating polio from the planet. Now, in countries like ours, it's not here. But there's like an isolated pocket of Nigeria where they, because of Boko Haram and stuff, they can't get rid of it because of the aid workers.
What's a Boko Haram?
That's that terrorist group that...
Oh, yeah.
And I may be saying that wrong.
Oh, whatever, I know. I can picture the words in my head.
So what's really cool, he's taking all this money and doing this. They just had a breakthrough at one of these secret startups of his called Heliogen that creates concentrated solar energy, which is solar panel stuff, but it's concentrated so it can reach temperatures of over 1,000 degrees Celsius. Why that's important is it then can cause zero carbon manufacturing of cement, steel and glass, which you couldn't do before.
Sure.
But now you can do it solar because of the extreme heat required that they can do this.
That's awesome.
I just love that.
It's all heavy.
Right?
Yeah.
But how cool is that, that, you know, he's doing things like that. So Bill Gates, you is.
The greatest person in the world.
Yeah, Toronto, we're coming for you tonight. By the way, Toronto, T-R-O-N-N-A, Toronto.
Toronto. And Leafs, not
Maple Leafs. Yeah, I know. And my wife asked me about once every year and a half, why is it Leafs? Why isn't it Leaves? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But VGK in Toronto, tonight at 7 at the Fortress. And I don't know if the change has already taken effect, but of all the brilliant moves that Bill Foley made, When they started this franchise, I mean, and I don't know that everybody fully understands, but Kerry Buchholz he's the team president, brilliant. The George McPhee, brilliant. Kelly McCrimmon, who's now the general manager, also brilliant. Gerard Gallant, brilliant. All of this, maybe the most brilliant of all of those moves was hiring a guy named Johnny Greco, and Johnny was with the WWE, and they brought him in to put the show together for the Vegas Golden Knights. He's the guy, and there's a team, and not to take anything away from this team, but you'll get where I'm going with this in a second. Johnny was kind of the brainchild for a lot of that, the innovations and the things that we do here at T-Mobile that they don't do anywhere else, and not just in the NHL, but nowhere else in sports, you know, that have been really cool. Not unlike, you know how we lost James Neal to free agents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know how we lose, you know, you lose guys as you go along. Really good guys like that. Johnny Greco got hired away by MSG, and he's going to go try and make some magic for the Rangers.
Really?
Yeah, for the Rangers and for the the Knicks. Now, his team is still here, from what I know, and Golden Knights games are still going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But hey, man, just Johnny Greco, good dude. I didn't get to know him as well as I would have liked. But he was awesome, and I love guys that make that kind of magic. So, Johnny, we'll miss you, brother. And thanks for everything you've done. Go Knights, go, and you just might be.
The greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right!
It's the Chet Buchanan Show's final exam.
Hey, so, little Jess, who's trying to win these Post Malone tickets?
Irasima Corral from Summerlin.
Irasima, when was the first time that we saw Post Malone?
STF.
When was the first time you saw Post Malone?
I will be watching him in March.
Oh, yes, it
will be. Congratulations. You have the second pair of tickets in existence in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And that's pretty cool.
Awesome. Yes, thank you, guys.
No, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you a whole big bunch. Hang on one second, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, those tickets go on sale Friday at 9 a.m. Post Malone, March 14th, MGM Grand Garden Arena. SPF 2017, too.
Can you believe it?
What a rocket ride for that dude the last 2 years have been.
Huge.
And for all of us, let's be honest. Yeah. For all.
Thanks, Posty.
Thanks for leading the charge.
Yeah.
Excellent. Lil Jess is on the radio next. Thank you again to our friends at the Mitsubishi Las Vegas Bowl, Sam Boyd Stadium, Saturday, December 21st. Jeez, go Knights, go. I think that's it. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think that's it. Mm-hmm.
Got it covered.
Yep, check the list. Yeah, commercial free. Already did that. Make sure to listen to radio.com.
Good, check there.
Radio.com if you do not have a radio with you. And then, say we love you. God bless you, and thank you so much for listening.
Let's go.
And push this button.
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.